Cassidy Coupe, and I am your host of What's Happening World. And I have a guest, my executive producer, Jason Coupe. And I have a live audience named Zeke Coupe, who will be answering our questions for him on fairness and world language. So, we're going to start off with talking about our opinions on fairness and world language. So, first, I know, like, what are you talking about of about, like, fairness of world language? So, what's happening is, so, just imagine if I was going to India, and, a lot of people don't actually speak their native language in India because a lot of American people are going there to visit, and they worry about if they speak English, they're not going to be able, if they speak their native language, they're not going to be able to communicate with the Americans. So I don't think that's fair because the Americans, when other people from different countries travel, other people have to speak English, and the other people have to worry about speaking English. The other people who come from the other country, when they go to America, they have to worry about speaking English, and America just speaks their native language, the language that they usually speak, and that's not fair. So, Jason, what do you think about that?
I think you bring up a very astute point, Ms. Sasha. I remember when Daddy was visiting Denmark for his job, that he would go to the coffee shop sometimes in the mornings, and the person that would serve me coffee, his native language was Danish, but he would speak to me in English because he just assumed I wasn't going to try to speak Danish. And so sometimes I would try to speak Danish, and I wasn't very good at it, but I knew that, you know, that English, not everybody needs to speak English. English doesn't need to be hegemonic, and so I would try to speak Danish.
Exactly. That's why I'm learning a new language, but like I said, it's not fair. So, we are going to ask our one and only live audience, Zeke. So, Zeke, let's just say, so do you think it is fair if somebody else has to speak another language for somebody else?
No.
Good. So, Zeke thinks it's no, our only live audience. So, Zeke, can you tell us why it is not fair if somebody else tries to speak a language for somebody else, but they keep doing it? Why is it not fair?
Because you have to let someone do their own language.
Exactly. So, our live audience says that we have to let somebody speak their own language so they don't have to have that much pressure.
Yeah.
And that is the exact deal. So, Jason, what do you think?
Well, I think we have to be careful. I think that people, like everyone, can learn everybody's languages, no matter where they are, right? So there are people who in the United States who speak Spanish or Polish or French, and it's okay that they come here and speak Spanish or Polish or French because we get the opportunity to learn that too. And just like when we go there, we can try Spanish and try to learn Spanish and French and other languages too.
Yes, and it's also cases because you can also learn while having fun learning a different language.
Very good.
And you can also go on a sabbatical to help. But learning a different language is fun because you get to learn and learn new cultures, too, that you've never seen before. And that's why it's great to learn new languages. So, next question that we're going to talk about, why do you think other people worry about speaking English in other countries? Jason?
Well, you know, a long time ago, the United Kingdom was
Great Britain.
Yeah.
They took over America, and America were ruled by Native Americans, Americans spoke a different language, and so Great Britain came and tried to take over, and so that made America speak English.
Yeah, and they took over lots of places, including places like India, lots of places in
Haiti.
In Africa. Well, the French took over Haiti.
Yeah, but then the British came to take it over too, but then they just ended up fighting for the Haitians.
That's true. Some of the British did end up fighting for the Haitians to get rid of the French.
They didn't mean to do it. They didn't mean to do it, but they did it. They were not smart.
Yeah, but the British Empire was very large, and they took over and dominated lots of places in the world. And so when they did, English became the dominant country in those places. And so lots of places around the world speak English even as a secondary language. And so English is what's called hegemonic, means that it has a more power than other languages across the world. And so one thing that happens is that once something becomes hegemonic, we sort of expect other people to fall in line with it, when that's not fair, right? English is not necessarily better than other languages.
Now we have another question for our live audience, Zeke. So, Zeke Coupe, what do you think if somebody, so let's just say, so when you think about like how Britain took over America to take, took over the Native Americans, and the Native Americans spoke a different language. Do you think that the Britons should have taken over America and made the Native Americans speak English? Do you think they should have done that? Yes or no?
No.
And why do you think they shouldn't have done that?
Because it's still wrong to not let the other people speak their own language.
Very good, Zeke.
Well, our live audience says it's still wrong to not let other people speak their native language. And I think he is correct. So good job, Zeke. We will come back to you. So our next question is, how can we help have people speak their own language and not have pressure on speaking something else? So, Jason, what do you think about that?
Well, I would like to know what you think about that, Sasha.
Well, how we can help is maybe go into different countries. Maybe Americans can start learning their language. Mm-hmm. And it's also pretty fun. I'm learning German right now, and it's actually pretty fun. So you can have fun and learn different languages. You can go on a sabbatical to learn their culture and that's a lot. There's a lot of suggestions you can do. Our live audience, Zeke. So, Zeke, how do you think other people, how do you think we can learn languages of other people? How do you think we can do that?
By going on Duolingo.
Duolingo?
Yeah, very good, very
Duolingo
good.
Is an app that people can learn. And what else can you do?
You could also, like, learn any language you want.
Yeah, can you go on a trip to, like, a different country to learn a different language or their culture?
Yes, very good. You know what you also could do is the people around you in your neighborhood that speak different languages, you can spend time with them and learn some of their language that way, too. Like, lots of cities have lots of people that speak Spanish, and so it'd be nice that if everyone hung out and can learn each other's language.
Exactly. So our live audience has joined us, and yes, I believe he is correct in that that speech. So, Jason, what do you think about it?
I think that's great. And in a little time we have left, I think we have a minute left. It was wonderful talking.
We have 2 minutes left.
It was wonderful talking to you all about language, and I'm super happy that you guys have open minds and are ready to embrace the world and learn other languages and have people learn your language and be one big community.
Exactly. So if we're one big community, we will it will make it easier to learn different languages. So we have a new thing. It's about 1 minute long, where our live audience, Zeke Coupe, will ask us questions. Zeke, what are your questions?
How many dinosaurs do you think are in the world?
I don't know. They're extinct. What is your other question?
Okay. How many plants would you plant in a garden if your whole playground was full of dirt?
That's a good question, Zeke.
I would plant all the planets in the world. Your next question?
Is
this question is to Jason. How many times have you drunk coffee in the morning?
Oh, I drink it about every morning. Usually Daddy has about 2 cups of coffee in the morning that he needs to get up and get started and wake up.
And that's why that makes you use the bathroom a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to What's Happening World. Please subscribe to this podcast if you would like to hear more of Sasha Demi-Coupe and her guests. And we will see you later.